Good afternoon, Edna.
Good afternoon, Joanna.
So, what programs do you have on the go?
Presently, we have our regular ongoing programs. With mental health, they do some programming, but they do a lot of one-on-one counseling support and supportive work as well. But with my focus is more with our community health workers. They have plans from June to July and August for the summer. Unfortunately, our seniors bingo has been kind of delayed and canceled at times because of other factors that we're working with the TB, and our space is small, so we had to postpone the bingos for them for a while. But they're having another bingo today, and that's going to be closed to later for the summer. They're planning to hold youth movies 2 times a month. We got a summer camp for youth coming in August for 2 weeks, August 16 to 30. There's a bicycle rodeo planned or being planned. They still have to set the dates and contact the RCMP because the RCMP helps with that. Having a Father's Day breakfast on June 18th. Community health workers are also delivering a chronic disease workshop for the summer, and that's going to start on June 20, and that's going to be going for 6 weeks.
So do you have any other senior programs that's in the plans?
Not for the summer. It's kind of their downtime, but we're planning National Indigenous Peoples Day, which is also National Aboriginal Day. Same, they just changed the name to Indigenous Peoples Day this year, the theme. But and that's on June 21, and the ads are going to go out. And that's for that from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock.
So are you planning on having summer students hired?
There's plans for summer students hired, but that's a HR field, so we don't really look at it. I know we're going to be getting summer students, but and that's usually in July, I think, but we haven't heard yet, even though we know we're getting them as summer student.
There is a bike rodeo coming up, so do any other organizations help you or you help them?
The bicycle rodeo is generally coordinated by the RCMP. We assist them and we help each other deliver the program, and we also get some donations from other agencies outside for prizes. And the rodeo itself is a bicycle safety training.
So is DHSD involved in the daycare and or the language nest?
Not specifically, no. DHSD helps and assists with issues and other stuff, but it's not directly involved with the daycare and language nest. That's run by them.
And would you like to add anything else, Edna?
No, like I said in the other interview, I plan to get coordinated with or this laid out proper, and it's all over the place, so it's kind of confusing, but that's pretty much what we're planning to do for the summer.
And thank you for having the time to speak with us again, Edna.
Thank you, Joanna, for calling.
Yeah. Nakumik. Atsunai.
Bye.